Tripper Stories.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. This is Tripper Stories.
Tripper Stories.
We're back. We are talking about some really fun stuff today, guys.
We've missed you.
We have missed you all. If anyone's actually listening, we're not even sure if anyone does listen to this bullshit. But we love this bullshit, so we have missed you all. Missed talking about munting. Missed talking about coming. On the topic of coming, we're going to talk about... We've been talking about it a lot this week. Why is it so fucking hard for us women to come?
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about a little fake come, because I know that we all fake come it, like... extra, extra large, right? Everybody's fake cum.
Do you know what? I would love a woman to get in touch with us.
Ugh.
And
yes.
And let us know situations where they have never faked an orgasm.
Right.
And how that's yes. gone in their life.
Yes.
Like, how has that turned out for
them? I'm sure there is the anomaly of the unicorn out there that a woman has just been like, and come every single time. With any cock that she's been given, but I very much find it hard to
do. Hella yeah. Like, if that's you, well done.
And please talk to us, because I want to learn some things. Yeah,
we want you guys to be more active in what we talk about and what you want to listen to. So if there are stories out there where you want to submit stories to us where you've been that girl...
Had some anal down a back alley. We want to hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, like... I mean, we're not really big in the world of podcasts yet, but we've got like an Instagram and we're going to put it on there. So if anyone wants to DM us anything, any type of moment you want to share with us, and we will definitely...
Any funny sex stories, anything. If it's good enough, we will air it and you will get full credits.
Full creditos.
We are going to start the conversation by talking about...
why is it so fucking hard for women to come?
Why is it so hard for women?
It's not hard, but why do we feel the need to fake it also? Like, it's almost like guys have never, they've got like this mechanical system with their dicks that they. Have you watched that on Paul Rudd?
The dick.
I'm gonna fuck
you. I'm gonna fuck you with my dick.
I'm gonna.
Is that how it goes?
The dick.
Oh, he's so funny.
Notey.
Dick in your veins.
Okay, so why is it so hard for women to come? I think, why is it so hard for women to come? If you look back at the history records, vibrators and dildos and all of that bollocks. Well, not bollocks because they're fucking amazing. Yeah. But like,
you just bought one recently, didn't you?
My God, I bought a new one and it literally blew my... I haven't told you about this.
What? Oh my God, get out!
I fucking squirted for the first time in my life.
Squirted? But you told me this, you piece of shit!
I haven't told you this.
Why? I live with you!
I squirted for the first time. With the dildo.
On your own?
Yeah.
Happa chica chica lita. No, wait, on the...
I just changed my bed sheets. I was like...
Jesus Christ, as if that's what you're going to say. Like, I have this issue every fucking day of my life. Right, you know the other day when I was going to give you a fucking mattress cover? You know the mattress protector?
I don't need a mattress protector. I'm not nine.
You know, I had an extra mattress protector for the wrong bed. And I was like, do you want this? And you were like,
Hang on, wait. Just for the record, I did not wet the bed when I was nine.
Some of us still do, because it's fucking sexual. Now you're a squirter. Yeah, you need some a fucking women's mattress protector. No.
Well, it was more that. So I just bought a new vibrator.
She got it out of the box in the doorway and she was like, this is going to be too much for me. And it was like, and I was like, nah, bitch, that's totally fine. But obviously I was like, oh yeah, totally. Yeah, it's totally going to be so difficult for you. Next thing you know, you're telling me you squirted. Yeah. Tell me about this in detail.
So I bought a new vibrator on Amazon based on a friend's recommendation, and it turned up in the post, and I thought that it was probably a bit strong. Like, the vibration is very strong. It is that strong. Well, the thing is, we have to remember that actually using very, very strong vibrators, they can...
numb your puss.
They can numb your puss.
Yeah.
The first time I used it, I had clean sheets. I just got out of the shower, clean pajamas.
Oh, don't we all hate the fact that she's talking about the cleanliness beforehand?
I was so clean.
OCD.
It was like a Sunday night. I was like, I'm ready for the week.
Why have you not?
I'm so ready for the week. I'm going to get an early night and I'm going to watch some porn. Huh?
Little did she know, she got this fucking badonky donk out of her bedside drawer and she squirted on her wows.
And I fucking used it, man. And it literally...
Did you put it inside you?
No, I didn't put it inside me. I just put it on my clit. I came within fucking fuck knows, like seconds. And I remember having a conversation with you of being like, when you feel squirting is...
Yeah.
When you feel like you're going to piss yourself.
And then just letting it go.
And just letting it go.
Oh, good. I'm glad you thought of me in that moment.
Oh, no.
Oh, so lovely. Oh, God. I feel totally touched by this. Oh. You thought about me and you just let it go.
I'm going to let it go. And I let it go. And I literally just pissed all over the bed.
Did it feel good, though?
Yeah, it was probably one of the best orgasms I've
right.
ever had.
Okay, so now you know what it feels like to squirt. Why would you not? If you had the choice to always squirt... I know it's a bit messy and annoying. And
I'm too fucking clean for that shit. It's too messy for me.
But it's not actual piss. It's only like 10% piss or something.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just too messy.
Yeah, but guys come, so like, why shouldn't we?
Because that's a fuck... Like, it was
a lot, right?
It was a fucking lot, man.
I came on my own face once.
And I'd been to the bathroom, like...
Yeah, exactly. It's not piss. Exactly, it's not piss. You can pee as much as you want beforehand. You can be as drunk as you like. Like, it's from a different place. It's from like a gland somewhere.
Well, whatever it was, I wasn't that keen on it.
What? Well, you didn't like the mess afterwards, but you liked the feeling, right?
The feeling was good.
Yeah, you said it was the best one of the best orgasms, but you're still talking about the mess. This is what I'm talking about, women out there, okay?
Oh, I'm just
This
clean.
Is why we don't come. This is probably one of the reasons why women find it so difficult to come, because we worry about the fucking mess on our sheets, right?
If you look back at the history books of the female orgasm...
Yeah, they used to call it hysteria back in the day.
The reason the dildo... There's a really good film about it. I can't remember what it's called.
It's not called Hysteria, is it?
I
watched that, and it's with Maggie Gyllenhaal in it.
Isn't Hysteria the one about the perfume?
No, No. Hysteria is with Maggie Gyllenhaal, and it's basically about women who don't get satisfied.
Yeah.
And it's about a doctor who makes this contraption, because he used to have to go and finger women.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, and to like, and they'd stop getting this...
Oh. Check it out.
Siri wants to join in.
Siri wants to join. I found this on the web about satisfied by an Isabel doctor. No, okay, not about you.
So back in the day, I think it was like Victorian times.
Yeah, it's like 1800s, 1700s.
Do you know what? For factual reasons, we should probably know this.
But anyway, this doctor found this like because his hand, he was getting tennis elbow, basically, because he was fingering so many women in this. Like medical room, because they were getting hysteria, and then after they'd come they'd all relax, so their husbands would send them to the doctor's like surgery. This doctor would finger these women and like press a little button inside them, whatever. They'd all come out feeling very relaxed. He was like getting tennis elbow because he was basically fingering women so much that he created this wooden contraption in which he would just turn a lever and the dildo would just go inside them and do the same job.
You're right, the film Hysteria is a very good representation of how the vibrator was...
Obviously, we both watched that.
Yeah.
Invented. Yeah, because a man couldn't basically do it with his hands alone. And Hysteria was basically women being pent-up angsty.
So, according to Wikipedia...
Why is Siri talking to me? Like, anyway...
So, essentially...
You didn't tell me, so that's one thing I feel really distraught about. Since the back in the fucking dirty ages, now we're still talking about it, so...
Titwang!
The vibrator was invented as a medical stress relief.
Yeah, it was.
For housewives.
Yeah.
Back in the Victorian times, because they didn't believe that we felt sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
So when a doctor was fingering a woman... They didn't believe that they were actually getting them off.
No, they just thought they were just like...
They just thought they were treating them.
Treating them, yeah. And the thing is, the man who invented this vibrator, first of all, it was like a wooden contraption, then it ended up being something else. He did it only because he physically, his hand, he used to get like tennis elbow.
Yeah.
Because he was fingering so much. He was like, I need to get a... And that's the reason why.
So that's pretty shit. Like, ultimately, one of the best female sexual... pleasure items was in like one of the best female sexual like pleasure toys was invented by a man because he couldn't be fucked to use his hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we feel like it's difficult for, even in our day and age now, 2020, in Corona, I'm sure lots of people have been ordering from Love Honey. You did it yourself.
Yeah.
We all want to get off.
Well, Amazon, but yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so mad when you think about it. So you think back to when they didn't believe that the human orgasm was possible, to the point where men invented vibrators to save their tennis elbow. And now we're in 2020 and women are still faking orgasms.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
And we can't, yeah, I mean, it's pretty out there, but we're here to discuss it.
I mean, I'm definitely subject to this. Like,
I faked it. I faked it so many times. Like, in my earlier relationships, my first boyfriend, yeah. I never came.
I'm in my 30s now and I'm single. And I wouldn't say that I fake it, like, to the point of, like, oh my God, I've come. But I mean, you definitely make noises and you definitely
suggest
make
it.
Yeah. I think you definitely suggest that you're having more pleasure than you
are.
Actually are.
Porn has something to do with that as well, with the kind of...
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So one factor is our, like, we still haven't come far enough from our historical background of women shouldn't feel orgasms.
Yeah, and men's orgasms are more important. Yeah.
And the second factor is... porn.
Porn.
So let's talk about porn.
So porn, for me, right, I'm going to start. When you watch porn, you see a girl who's been fluffed up to the nth degree, like, coming like that. Mm. Like, they literally put a dick inside her and she's like...
Yeah, but you know that's fake.
Yeah,
as
but,
a girl,
but guys don't. When guys watch it, and girls don't sometimes, you know?
Like, that's bullshit.
No, girls don't sometimes.
That is bullshit.
Come on,
every
we
girl.
Can't be sexist here. Some girls who watch these things when they're naive and they're not really into sex or they're not really like...
Yeah, fair.
Sometimes they think, oh my God, if she can come that easily, like it's done. Like, why, if she can do it, I can do it. Like, anyone watches, looks on Instagram and they see these women with, like, the big butt and the big tits. Like, oh, if she looks like that, I can do it. It's all fake. Still, it's all edited. Like, so we do believe what the media and what, like, porn and Instagram tells us. Like, whether it's man, woman, bi, gay, anyone, black, white, whatever. We're all the same. We're all animals. And, like, I feel like... women more so than men, because I think men, like,
yeah,
you know, I think women do get sucked into it and they think, well, like, if she's moaning like that, then
I should be moaning like that.
Yeah, and then because we do it, and then men always, like, I don't know, it's just like it's a vicious circle.
But do you wonder, like, I do wonder if that's the same for blokes, right? So I don't know, like, guys obviously are more proactive at watching porn and they get off.
No, that is another thing I disagree with.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely in my case it's something that I disagree with. Like, hands up, I'm an avid porn watcher. Like, I'll watch porn every day.
Yeah.
And I've got like channels that I've subscribed to. Like, I've got, yeah.
I paid for porn subscriptions before.
Yeah. I think we're both very sexually active people.
Yeah, and, like, and there's nothing wrong with that, but in the generalisation from what, you know, is
normal.
Is, or what is normal, you know, but still.
I think there are probably a hell of a lot of women our age, and, like, our friends included, that haven't really watched porn that often.
No.
Or it's not something that they particularly get off to.
Some people just aren't, it's not their thing, it's, and that's fine. And same with guys. Some, you know, I've met quite a lot of guys, like, with my job
or whatever.
But that's
very rare with men.
Some of them just like the real thing. Some of them like a little mind wank, and that's totally fine too, you know? Some people don't need that. It's, whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't come down to it. Obviously, men, because they come a lot easier than women, the porn, everything that like that comes a bit easier.
Yeah, but you're talking about coming easier. I don't think coming easy, like, define coming easier, because coming easier...
it's more of a mechanical... men have a more... I mean, their bodies are as such that it's a little slightly more simple for them to be able to come. Women are a lot more complex.
I think women... yeah, in some ways I agree with you that women definitely need that, like, emotional connection.
Not always. I just feel
But I'm not talking about, like, you have to have feelings for that person, but you need, like... I don't know, personally, for me as a woman, like, yeah, even if it's a one-night stand, I need to feel like I'm not a piece of shit and that I'm appreciated. Right. And that he's having the time of his life because he's having sex with me. And that's what gets me off.
Right, that's what you like.
That's my thing. Right. And I think that's probably the same for a lot of women.
Yeah. So another reason why porn is an issue with girls coming is because I feel like they watch porn and they feel like they need to, because it's all centered around the guy coming at the end, they want to validate men. They want to
Well, it's just very unrealistic, isn't it? It's like porn isn't realistic towards not even just women, but towards men as well. And I think it's really difficult because I think even blokes watch it and they think that's how you fuck.
But yeah, of course, loads of guys do. That's just normal. You know, if you watch porn, like you say, you watch porn every day, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you watch it so much, like, you start to feel like that's how people have sex, right?
That is how people have sex.
Whether you're man or woman, like, that you start getting, like, kind of immune to it.
Yeah.
And then you end up having a real person and they end up being slightly more wooden and a little bit more fumbly and things aren't as smooth. It's not as kind of cinematic.
Yeah.
And then you think, fuck, this is awful sex. No, it's just normal sex. That's just how normal people have sex when they're just two real people.
Yeah.
You know, unless you know each other really well, you've been with someone for, like, years, your bodies don't naturally sync up
intertwine,
like that.
Yeah. As a woman that uses porn on the regular,
yeah, you use it more than me.
I do.
I don't watch a lot of porn.
I do use a lot of porn, but I would say that it's taken me a long, long time to find channels and to find porn that I actually want to watch.
Yeah. So why is that?
Because no porn, and this is probably another subject that we will cover on another time, no porn is really tailored towards women. And even the websites that say it's tailored towards women, for me, I personally find it too boring.
It's very, like, soft.
Oh, yeah.
And loving. God. And all about, like, the kissing and shit. Like, there has to be a medium there, you know? And that's what I find, like...
I think as a single girl... When I'm fucking a guy that I've met on a night out or that I don't really know, there is a mutual understanding that we're both using each other and I don't need him to pretend and I don't need to pretend that there's an emotional connection there.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching porn, I don't need to watch that emotional connection.
But a lot of women do.
Yeah, and I think if I was in a relationship, and definitely before when I was in, like...
A long time.
I've come out of an 8-year relationship, right?
We've heard about this on other podcasts,
I was in an 8-year relationship, that was the kind of porn I was into, because for me it was about emotional connection, but as somebody that's single, it's not about that, actually it's about a physical need. But other reasons why girls find it hard to come, apart from porn and our historical...
Men have always been at the forefront of sex. Now we're getting our fucking own back.
Yeah. I think another...
We don't help ourselves, though, can I just point out? We don't help ourselves.
We don't. I think another factor is that a lot of women don't understand their own... bodies and their own anatomies to be able to orgasm on their own. This is an issue that you've experienced.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't come for... Like, when was the first time you had an orgasm? Because I was fucking, like, 13 or 12.
Yeah, I mean, I've only ever squirted. I've never had a... I've had an external orgasm from my clit, like, maybe a couple of times, but for me it's so alien because I've not been one to, like, explore my body that way.
I've only squirted once, and that was really recently.
Yeah.
I've only ever come twice from, literally twice, from internal only penetration.
Yeah.
And every single time I've come, it's due to clitoral...
That's like, you're like my sisters. Both of my sisters are like, just clitoral, like, you touch a button and they do it. For me, it's like...
It's not touch a button, though, mate.
It's like, you know where your spot is, though, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah. But it's clitoral stimulation.
Yeah, both my sisters explained it to me. I'm like, I don't have that.
But even with clitoral stimulation, mate, it's so hard during sex because, A, blokes watch porn.
And it goes in inside and that's it.
And it goes in, yeah, it goes in and they don't really understand the concept of female anatomy.
Yeah.
And the second one is that I think a lot of women struggle to understand their own physical anatomy.
But at the same time, I've never come externally on my own because I don't like the whole clit thing. I'm like, yeah, I like it. I can feel it. I know what's going on there. But like, even I probably haven't given it a lot of time of day.
I think you probably just haven't given it enough time of day.
No, but then when I squirt, it's like fucking the heavens open, fucking Jesus comes down on a cloud and sings me the fucking hallelujah, and that's how I feel. I'm like, gee, whoa, this is, I don't even like, you know when you're like blackout drunk and you like come home, you don't remember, like,
oh, it's an orgasm.
But it's like, that is like, when I've had a few of them, I know that they're orgasms, but it's just not as good for me.
You come without a squirt.
Yeah.
Fair.
Because the squirting is so dominant, yeah. It's almost like, you know, being a girl in the gym who's like glute dominant and who like loves to fucking work their glutes. When they start doing upper body, they're like, oh, it's not really the same pump, you know? It's like the same thing in a weird way. I'm like, oh, okay, the pump is better from the poos.
Yeah.
I mean, only recently with like a guy recently that I've been dating, I've been able to squirt from like anal.
What?
So
yeah, but women can't.
Yes, they can.
No. They can't.
Yes, they can. They you see it on porn and you think,
yeah, but it's not. Like, yeah, but porn's not real, mate.
No, but this is real. But I've done it.
Yeah, but genuinely, it's like scientifically proven that.
No, it's not. No, it can happen. If you're that turned. So okay, why is it that you can come from putting that vibrating dildo on your clit and it comes out of your pussy? That's where it squirts.
Because you've got nerve endings.
So you have the same nerve endings, the same pleasure.
You don't, only men do.
No, women do too.
They don't.
Yes,
man.
They do. Yes, they do.
Do you want to Google it right now?
Right, Google it. Can a woman can squirt from anal?
Well, it's squirt versus orgasm. You can probably squirt.
Well, squirt is orgasm.
No, squirt is an orgasm.
It's an orgasm. It's a type of orgasm. It's classified as an orgasm. Telling you now.
Okay. Can women, or I'm going to say, can women orgasm from anal? Oh my God, there's a cervical orgasm.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, okay. Orgasms come in different varieties.
Yeah.
There's the clitoral orgasm, which is the one I have.
Yeah.
The G-spot orgasm, which I've had twice, that's it. The cervical orgasm. What is that? When your cervix is hit so much that you orgasm. Fuck.
Yeah.
When someone hits my cervix, I'm like, oh.
It's nice.
Ouch. No, it's too hard. Even something called the core orgasm or the corgasm, which some women experience by using their core muscles during a workout. But the one type of climax most women don't know about is the anal orgasm.
Yeah.
This actually exists. Yet before you give the idea of the backdoor climax, the side eye, let sex experts explain why this area is a secret.
You have like pleasure points in your butt.
Fuck.
Just like men. It's not as well known, just like women couldn't come back in the 1800s, it's like the same thing. So I've only done it a couple of times with like one dude I've been dating, but it is a real thing.
Yeah, fuck. Apparently, according to sex experts,
yep.
The anal O is a result of sexual stimulation of the nerves in and around the anus.
Yeah. I've squirted from my pussy having something in my ass.
Yeah, apparently the anus is packed with nerves.
Yeah. You just have to be quite into anal. You can't just be like the first timer.
Yeah, I imagine you probably also have to be extremely turned on.
And like really open and no tightness and like loads of lube and everything. And like it'd be really sensual.
Yeah.
Not just like ass fucking. It has to be like sensual.
Yeah, you'd have to be really fucking into it.
It's almost like the kind of missionary of your ass.
So it's like a pulse of, it's been explained as a pulse of pleasurable contractions.
Yeah. I know it's not like common, and I didn't think that it was common either. I was like shocked when it happened.
Mate, I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I thought it was crazy, like, yeah, but now I know where it is, and like when I'm really turned on, I'm like, fuck me like that. I'm like, yeah. It's like a thing. Any girls out there, they'll know. It is a vibe.
Yeah, so easy for blokes. It's just like 1, 2, 3.
Well, you say that, but then they've got everything's external for them. They have to go inside a fucking cave of wonders.
And we've got so many spots. It's like,
yeah, we're just a little bit more complex. And I also feel bad for men. I feel bad for the guys sometimes. And I'm like, well, whoa.
The female orgasm is definitely
more complex.
More complex. And like, due to that, I do wonder if it's better.
Right, now we're going to lighten up the mood a little bit and talk about some funny stories we've had sent in from various places today. We've got one that I just got from a friend of mine who he went to like a sports uni, like was a proper rugger bugger and like went to these fancy sports events in like suits and stuff with his laddie mates, and they'd always like have dates and stuff. And he took one of these girls back from this event, and she lived in this like attic room. And
so he went back to hers?
Yeah, he went back to her house. And she lived in this attic room, so they had to climb like 4 flights of stairs to get up there. And then they ended up having this fucking massive argument because she wouldn't not smoke in the room, and she like closed all the windows. So like it was just a proper smoky little hag nest in there. And he's like obviously very like, he's very into his health, let's just say. So he does that.
Hang on, what? So she was smoking with the windows closed?
When all the windows closed.
Was it like the middle of winter?
It was the middle of winter. She wouldn't open the windows. He's in his fucking suit.
All right.
And then they go to bed. He ends up blacking out. He's not really sure what happens there. But he wakes up and he doesn't know where he is. And he's got his full suit on. Apart from his jacket, he's taken that off. But he's like got his complete suit on. And he's like, where the fuck am I? Where the fuck am I? He like turns his light on his phone. Like, which the phone's still in his pocket. And he turns his light on. And he like looks at who he's like led next to, and she like she's like asleep but like recoils back into herself like a gargoyle. And like he's like, what the fuck? Oh my god, this isn't my like proudest moment. What do I do? Oh my god. And then he like also tries to get out of bed, and once he does, he's like wet, and he's like, fuck, I've pissed myself. I've like totally wet the bed. What am I gonna do? I have to wake her up. And then he realizes that the front of his trousers is dry. So he's like, well, how could it be me? Because, like, the front of my trousers is completely dry. And he's like, oh, my God, she's fucking pissed on me. Because she was, like, spooning him at night. Like, spooning him. So she's pissed. Pissed all on his butt. And he's like, fuck this stupid hag. So he ends up getting out of my room. And he's like, I want to wake her up. But at the same time, he wants to get out of there really quickly. So he runs downstairs. He orders a taxi. But because he's having to wait indoors because it's freezing and cold outside. And he's literally also got piss all down him. He's like, what do I do? And he, like, finds this old, like, crunchy box. And he said to me that he took all the cereal out of this bag in the crunchy box and went in her fucking freezer, raided her freezer, took out some fucking McCain's oven chips, some fucking other shit, like, ice cream, everything. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking raid her fucking freezer. And then the piece of resistance, which is the fucking apple pie. He's like, oh, I got this fucking apple pie. He went home, hungover, and he cooked this apple pie and ate it and thinking about how much this fucking girl was a hag. Can you believe that? He just took all of our fucking food out of our fridge.
So in the middle of winter, he went to this girl's house.
Didn't even fuck her.
She pissed on him.
She pissed on him.
So he stole all of her food.
Her food, yeah. literally as a student, can you believe that? That was so bad. That's like one of the worst ones I've heard.
Do you remember the story that went viral?
Yeah.
About the girl in Bristol.
I'm sure a lot of people have heard this if they're from the UK.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has heard this story.
Repeat it.
But a friend of mine was one of the firefighters that had to sort out this scenario.
Oh God, tell us the scenario.
So, a guy and a girl based in Bristol. The guy has definitely named himself. I'm sure you can find him online.
Yeah, if you find it on Google.
He went for the fame card, and that poor girl.
There's pictures of her trying to get like getting lifted out.
Oh yeah, there's pictures of this event available online.
Oh my god.
Just Google.
Shitty girl on a Tinder date.
Bristol Tinder date gone wrong.
Yeah.
Poor girl. So this guy and a girl met for the first time on Tinder. I think they were both students, quite young. And they go back to his house in somewhere in Bristol. And she decides that she needs a massive shit.
What, in the middle of the day? Before they fuck? Hopefully before
they fuck.
Oh, God.
So she's in his bathroom doing an absolute, absolute fucking log.
Oh, my God, in his Christ. Toilet.
To the point where it won't fucking flush. What do you do? Oh, what do you do fuck. In that situation?
This is what happened. She fucking, what does she do?
So she, I think, I mean, bless her.
Did the toilet blocked or she take the shit out of the toilet?
Fuck knows, but it wouldn't. She all fished I know it is out. It, yeah, she fished that fucking log out of the Bristolian toilet.
Fucking no!
So she fishes it out. And I think, from what I read, I think she did use... I mean, bless her, I think she did use a plastic bag to get it out of the loo.
Oh.
I don't think she went full fisted into the shit.
Oh my God.
But so she gets this shit out of the toilet and she opens the window and she goes to lob this log out of the window. But little does she know that there's two window panes. Because, you know, not everywhere in Bristol can afford double glazing.
Oh, shit! So she basically slots the log down between the window panes.
And it gets lodged between the two windows.
The log gets lodged.
The log is lodged between the two window
Fuck.
Panes. So she then decides it would be a great idea...
To put her hand down the side
and fish out...
The log.
...this shit.
I would have just left it there.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't you just run and leave? The smell would be horrendous. She'd have been better leaving it in the fucking, like, toilet. Water of the toilet.
No, I would have put it down the window pane, but I would have run away and just denied it.
She
would have
had housemates that she could just blame
it
on.
Blame it on, exactly. Deny till you die. Deny till you die.
So she decides that she's going to fish it out, but the gap is quite big. But then she's not a small girl either.
Oh, no.
And she basically pushes to try and reach this shit that is now lodged between two window frames.
Oh my God.
And she's reaching and she's reaching stuck. And then she gets stuck.
Right, okay, at this point would you be like, what do I do? Like, if you get stuck and you get caught doing this, wouldn't you just say you dropped an earring?
Mate, she wasn't just caught, she was caught so badly that the fire brigade were called.
Oh my God.
And they had to cut her out of the window frame.
Oh my God.
And the fire brigade thought it was so funny that someone took a photo. Like, I don't know whether it was the fire brigade.
At what point was she telling everybody, okay, so I did a massive shit that I got really scared. I got really scared. So I decided to lob it out. Like, surely you just make up a story. You'd say I lost my earring or I got too drunk. And
I mean, the smell, mate.
You'd just say it wasn't mine.
You wouldn't be able to.
You'd just say it wasn't mine.
The smell would be horrendous. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but deny till you die. Like, why is she so stupid? She should have just said it wasn't hers.
There's a massive shit in the corner of the room that you literally know is mine, but I'm just going to pretend that it's an earring.
That's what I would do. That's my earring over there. That's what I would do.
What planet do you live on?
I'd be like, a little old man came into the room and he took a heroin shit in the corner, and that's not me.
I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but women, first of all, don't poo. That's one thing I will fucking say. And second of all, you definitely don't admit it when they do, if they do.
Mate, we both know.
No, shut the fuck up.
We're not going to talk about our toilet.
Well, so that's one story. That's down. Okay, so if anyone wants to look up the fucking shitter of Bristol.
The shitter of Bristol.
Fucking feel free.
I mean, honestly, if she is listening right now, like...
We're really sorry, but we're not.
No, hats off to you, mate. Like, you got fucking annihilated, but you're still living your life.
Next time, fucking shit in a nappy, it'll be easier.
You're like the Virgin Mary of all of us. You've basically just given us the biggest life lesson.
Yeah.
When in doubt, don't throw your shit out the window.
When in doubt, take an Imodium. That's what I would fucking do.
Oh.
Have you ever done that on a date? Anyway.
No.
Right, so this is another one. So this is a camp girl that I know, and she was talking about one of our customers, and she said, she was like, yeah, the other night, mate, I had a man who was pretty overweight, who I made dress as a giant baby, who I called Lulu, and wanted me to order him around on his back and shake his legs in the air like a baby, making baby noises and do a little cum in his nappy.
What?
And do a little cum in his nappy. She made him do a cum in his nappy. So basically she's got a proper sissy, like a fetish,
like a baby fetish.
Yeah,
that's kind of common.
Yeah, but like...
I'm on my second bottle of wine.
Overweight baby called Lulu does little cummies in his nappy.
Naughty Lulu!
There's another one that was one of the girls on my cam girl group, WhatsApp. Last client of the day, he wanted me to cover myself in yogurt. In my head, I was thinking, oh, Jesus, but it's my last Muller corner. What do I do? And they were like, all the girls were like, hilarious. Did you actually do it? She said, yeah, I did. It was hilarious. He was loving it so much. But the bloody yogurt, my boyfriend was fuming that she took the last yogurt to cover herself with. They had a massive argument about it, apparently.
So does the boyfriend know that she cams?
Yeah.
Is he all right with that?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Quite a lot of boyfriends are fine with it. They know it's just like...
It's nothing, yeah.
Fun, yeah.
It's work, isn't
exactly.
It? Yeah, so...
Another friend of yours.
So, yeah, well, this is in Swansea Uni. A guy and a girl meet on Tinder. They decide they're going to go on a date. Turns out they both go to Swansea Uni and they both live on campus. So this date goes well. He ends up back at her house and he's like severely dairy intolerant. And she gives him something that's got dairy in it. He eats it. Next thing he knows, he's got the worst stomach ache he's
God.
Ever had.
Oh, no.
He literally feels like the universe is going to come out of his ass.
That's so bad, being dairy intolerant, isn't it?
Oh, God,
it's
awful.
Such an unattractive thing to happen to you, like, especially when you just never know. Like, imagine if you went on a date and you just went to a fancy restaurant, but you have to ask every ingredient in the food and stuff like that just in case you shit
yourself. I mean,
it must
be difficult.
It must be very difficult.
Yeah, but... There are pros to it, like people who are dairy intolerant, like it's not good for us to eat dairy. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they go on a Tinder date. They're both based in Cardiff, in Swansea Uni. And it goes well. He ends up back at hers. She gives him something that's dairy, but he's dairy intolerant. He feels like he's going to shit fucking Star Wars out of his arse.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, fuck, I need to go to the toilet. And in a shared bathroom, a communal bathroom, goes into this bathroom, pulls his trousers down, and Star Wars does literally...
Fucking Empire Strikes Back. Just
Empire fucking strikes a thousand backs in 1,000 walls and all across the shower.
Wow.
And everywhere. And it looks like the fucking... It looks like a bomb's exploded.
Oh,
in
my
there.
God, fucking hell.
It's like the smear campaign all over
no!
again. Like, it's the fucking bathroom is just covered in shit.
No.
And he's in there for ages trying to clean it up. Can't find any cleaning products. He's covered himself in shit. And eventually, her and her housemates realise that something's wrong, right? So they're knocking on the door like, you're right, mate, you're right. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. And they're like, well, you're not fine. He's been in there for so long that eventually they're like, come on, what the fuck's going on? And it's getting a bit weird now. So I think they unlock the lock.
Wow.
Like, it's one of those funny locks where, you know, where you put
a penny in it.
Yeah, you put a penny in it.
Turn it round, yeah.
So they penny the lock and they open the door to find this guy covered in his own shit. And shit all over the bathroom. And he can't put his trousers back on because they're covered in shit.
Oh, no.
So what does he do? He just does a fucking runner.
He's ran.
He just runs.
No,
he just
doesn't.
Runs. Yeah, he just ran out.
And left them with the shit to clean up.
Left them with the shit to clean up.
Oh, my God. Did she ever see him again?
Well, I don't think so, mate. No. Would you want to see someone?
No, I mean, like, just around campus or, like...
I mean, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Was he known as the fucking...
He was definitely known as
the
shit
bum.
Guy, yeah. He's known as the shit
fuck.
Guy.
Fuck! Well, to be fair, though, if you were in that situation, what would you do? I would probably run. Or would you just faint? You just faint in your own shit, wouldn't you?
What
be
the fuck would I do if I'd shat all over someone's bath... I mean, I wouldn't shit all over someone's bathroom.
Yeah, I mean...
What would I do if I shat all over someone's bathroom?
And they caught you? That's pretty metal.
I mean,
for someone.
I'd probably try and beat myself up and make it look like someone had broken in and done it.
Yeah, fucking breaking. That's disgusting. Poor little shitty bum bum. So, this is the end of this episode. thank you.
Thank you. Thank for you. Listening.
Next week, we're going to be talking about loads more other shit, so tune in to hear it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
We always end it on the same. I like that.